Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, welcome back. A Friday edition of the Bill Michaels Show. Well, that was fun. I got you down around the just pondering whether or not we're going to get a Brewers baseball season. But let's live in the moment here, and that is Packers football for sure. PackersNews.com. Eric Baranchek joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Oh, Tim, I really am excited to be here today. I always like when you're subbing in.
Awesome. Thank you. Yeah, I appreciate that. I want to start out just with Aaron Rodgers a little bit and the transformation, in my opinion, of a couple of factors in his growth here. Because the season he's having, Eric, is just amazing to me. But it's wisdom, experience, and maturity that I am hearing from a 37-year-old that just stepped to the next level, both on and off the field. It appears to me whenever I hear him speak. Your thoughts?
Really interesting that you say that, because one of the things that you have to wait for a quarterback is for the game to slow down. Because when you first come out of college, you have a certain level of experience, but the bullets fly a little bit faster in the NFL than it does in the college world, and the degree of adjustments that are made, sight adjustments, formation adjustments that are made on the fly are really, really high, because you've got a lot of high IQ people on both sides of the ball, and not only do you have high IQ people, but you got high athletic people too. So you really you have to give that quarterback time to slow down. And then after they slow down, that's when they really are good. So you're looking at year 3-4, right? And then there's another level of the slowdown. And then there's this level of slowdown that we're seeing right now where it's almost like the Matrix. You see him, and he has a mastery of the offense now, of what they're doing. And he has a comfort level of from the offensive line and his protection. So he's able to go through his progressions and go and do things. I'm just amazed. You don't see it on TV because it's really hard. You only see when you show the TV shot, all they show is basically the line of scrimmage, right? Because they want everybody to see the quarterback. But if you watch him, he gets guys open with his eyes, which is weird because, most people, it's hard. How do you do that? Well, he'll be looking left. So the whole defense, the safeties and everything starts shifting that way, especially if he's looking left, especially if Adams is on that side. So then you see safeties start floating that way, and all of a sudden he turns and fires it to the right. One example is that touchdown to Equanimeous St. Brown. People can go back and NFL game rewind and watch that play happen and watch those safeties go right with his left, and he at the last second just turns and fires it to the right, and it's a touchdown by a no-name guy. So it's pretty pretty impressive the way that he can manipulate defenses with not only the words coming out of his mouth, but his eyes and the way that, you know, his pump fakes. He definitely has a mastery of what the offense is doing at this point in time.
There were some tenuous circumstances. I guess maybe speculation might be the better word. When LaFleur was brought in, and whether or not that relationship was going to be better than the McCarthy-Rogers, at least late in that tenure, it appears that there are no issues with that relationship, because I think part of that, and I'm just guessing, and you may know more on this, I'm guessing LaFleur opened his mind to consulting with Aaron Rodgers on the system and working with him to figure it out. And the communication obviously had to be there, because we're seeing the results now.
Yeah, it's hard to say. You know, they're pretty tight-lipped about some of that stuff. But if you read between the lines, it sounds like the relationship is very strong. And what you're seeing on the field is, last year was kind of getting into the offense, and now it's just it's almost like a wizard out there with what they're doing. And the other thing that you're seeing too is, you know, he's 37 years old. He can still run around a little bit, but he's not a runner. He's looking to throw the ball. He'll run when he needs to get a first down and keep a drive alive. But what I like is the fact that he is not holding the ball as long. And they've got it into his head that, you know what, guess what? It's okay to hand the ball off 25 times a game. Nothing wrong with that. And instead of holding the ball and getting clobbered, how about you hit your checkdowns? You know, do some of those things. Know where your checkdowns are. Know where and if there's a blitz coming, throw it to the zone where they vacated. You know, there's a lot of things that are happening right now that have not been really good. You know, like the last couple of years of McCarthy. You know, I used to just sit there and pull my hair out. I'm like, why is this guy not hitting to the hot zone? Why is he not hitting his checkoffs? Why is he just standing there and getting clobbered? If he's going to make it to a play where he is, and if you look at some of the older quarterbacks, Brady and Breeze, those are the things that they're doing, and they've just become more efficient. And the big things will open up, and you just be patient. You don't have to stand there and hold the ball and wait for them, because they'll open up on their own if you're efficient right off the bat.
Eric Baranchek, PackersNews.com, and I guess it comes down to this, and maybe there's some teams and coaching staffs losing some sleep over this question. And Eric, admittedly, it might be a stupid question, but how do you beat him then? I mean, that's really what people are losing sleep over. How would you beat a dude like this?
Well, first thing is you got to load up on the run on first down, and they got to do their best to get them to long yardage situations. But, you know, that's everybody's goal, right? So that's nothing new. But after watching enough football of this year and watching him versus last year and the year before, if you want to beat this guy, you got to beat him up early. You got to roll the dice, and you got to get him down on the ground and dirty up his jersey early in the game. And then he starts getting, you know, like any quarterback, they're going to get a little bit of rabbit feet, right? So it's time to, you know, if you're going to do it, you know, you really got to have some brass cojones, because if you're going to do zero coverage, and if you're going to do and blitz a guy to get him down, it's, you know, you're playing roulette a little bit, you know, because what's going to happen is he's going to hit the hot zone, or he's going to hit the dump off. So it's kind of darned if you do and darned if you don't. You know, you gotta get them down on the ground. But the hard part is, if you don't, and that offensive line is playing pretty darn good, if you don't get them down on the ground and you're blitzing guys, he's gonna tear you up. So it's, you know, if you're gonna beat them, you gotta beat them early with early pressure. I mean, when I say early pressure, early in the game, and get him beat up early. That's the way to beat him. That's the only way they're gonna beat him.
I'm with you 110%. It came to my thought process many years ago with Peyton Manning, when he was just a general with the Colts. And it's like, how do you beat this guy? And then all of a sudden I thought, well, the only way to beat him is to hit him. And it's really, because he's going to get you anyway. I mean, he's going to beat you anyway. I mean, if you want to, you want a game plan against that dude, and you're going to have to do something a little bit different. That may occur down the line here. All pros announced, Eric, today. And any surprises for you, Alexander? I guess if you look at his game log, looks pretty impressive. Za'Darius Smith, both those two defensive players on the second team, first team, Lindsley, along with Adams, Rogers, and Bakhtiari.
No, I those are pretty good, you know. I think that is there a, I don't know. I think you can make the case for Tonyan, you know. I mean, his numbers that he's put up this year are pretty darn good, especially in the NFC. When you look at tight ends, maybe Amos, but I mean, no, I would say that's a pretty good. I don't think anybody got really bloodied there on that. I agree.
No. Yeah, no, and I would say the other thing would be the impressive nature of how the old line has functioned here this year, because with a few moving parts in there, Lindsley's injury and now obviously Bakhtiari, but boy, they've done one hell of a job. And I mean, they've stepped up. Now, I'm not sure it's an indicator. Certainly, I love Jenkins moving forward. I think he's going to be on that old line, hopefully, for the next 10 years. I mean, maybe he'd be a Packer legend. But, boy, with the moving parts, maybe they're playing above what they normally are. I'm talking about, you know, guys like Wagner and Turner and these guys. But your thoughts on that offensive line, because I don't think they get their due.
No, and one of the hard things that, listen, offensive linemen, they don't just roll out of the womb when they're an offensive lineman. You know, running backs, D-backs, wide receivers, those guys are, God gives them some gifts that most other people don't have. Offensive linemen, the gift they get from God is their size. But it's all hard work. And those guys, and coaching. And the offensive, the old adage is offensive linemen are made, they're not born. And those guys they put in their time. It's obvious that the mental part of the game is really driven hard home, and they don't make stupid mistakes. You know, rarely do you see a guy running free in the backfield. I mean, look at like Dean Lowry. How many times is he just going to beat a guy off the line and then come screaming in the background? Well, we've seen him this year in the backfield. Well, it isn't because he doesn't do it very often. He does it because the offensive line screws up. You don't see any of those screw ups on their offensive line. You don't see any mistakes being made. And when you are coached at a high level and you have guys like Bakhtiari, you got guys like Lindsley and Turner that are expecting, you know, these young guys to play at a high level. And are they a good example and a good role model? That's how it's going. You know, offensive linemen, I don't care what anybody says, they are made and they're built, they're not born. And it's a lot of hard work, not only just in the weight room and all that good stuff and at the dinner table. It's about the mental part of the game. And you see them not making mental mistakes, especially in the passing game. The other thing that I have noticed this year, not a whole lot of other people noticed, their pad level is pretty good. Over in years past, that's been a bugaboo with some of their offensive lines. Is they've had really high pad levels, and this year, you see, I've noticed their pad level is better. Not only that, but they got athletes now. You know, Lindsley and Jenkins, and even a little bit with Turner. When he's playing guard, they get to the second level, and they're not dominating run blockers. They're not road graders. You know, the 350-pound guys that just blow you away. I mean, those guys, they're not that. They're more get out there, turn their backs, and make creases. And that offensive line is playing as good or better than anybody. I mean, if they're not the best offensive line, they're in the very top end.
And they are playing like it. There's no doubt. And again, maybe they're just going on a little adrenaline and some good vibe and just great systems. But it's been impressive. And I think, Eric, you've been in a fortunate situation just from a fan's perspective, and certainly I have over the years, of being closer to these guys than one normally would get, maybe an autograph session here or there. If you've never stood next to an offensive lineman, you need to make sure you get a chance to do that. These men are just mountains. You can't tell that on TV, Eric, I don't know if you recall the first time you were around like a couple of offensive linemen, but the first time I was, it was like, I cannot believe human beings are this large. It's just crazy.
Oh, that shake their hand. It's kind of like it's almost like, I'm not so sure I want you to shake my hand. You see this giant mitt coming at you. It's like
a catcher's mitt. It is.
Yeah. They can just engulf your hand and crush every bone at any given second. You know, I guess, to tell you a quick story, I was a kid and Packers used to have a youth camp. And I remember standing there looking at Robert Brown. And, you know, that guy was you probably don't remember him from the 80s. He was just a monster defensive end and not a fat guy, but just a big man. I remember looking at him going, I'm like, how do I get big like you? And he's like, eat beef.
Lots of meat.
Like, lots of meat. He's like, lift weights and eat beef. Okay, sir.
Let's hook up and maybe have another conversation again next week as we get more into the actual matchup. But Eric Baranchuk, always a pleasure, man. It's a highlight here on the show today. I appreciate the time, and let's do it again.
All right, you guys enjoy your weekend and try to get off the couch a little bit. It's going to be pretty hard with 18 hours of football staring down at us. But
no doubt. Cannot wait. Thank you. There's Eric Baranchuk, PackersNews.com on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.